it's prom night in Duluth, and used clothing stores there are advertising cheesy sports coats and out-of-date dresses. That's because this is the Geek Prom, a chance for those who don't fit in to have a night out with their own kind. Chris Julin of Minnesota Public Radio reports.
There's an old line that goes, "Sometimes it seems like the world is a tuxedo and I'm a pair of brown shoes." If you know how that feels, Paul Lundgren wants you to come to his party. It's a party for geeks.
Geeks of all shapes and sizes. Nerds, dweebs, dorks, spazzes, doofs.
Don't be offended. Paul Lundgren says everyone's a geek, somehow or another. Take him, for example. He doesn't look anything like the textbook geek. He even played on his high school football team. But he was also on the school AV squad. Lundgren says to be human is to be a geek.
My geek moment today, for example, is I was going to the post office. As I got out of the car, I was walking behind a truck, and I saw a rather lovely young woman coming out of Walgreens, and I kind of looked at her and just smashed my leg into a trailer hitch. You're given two choices at that moment, then. You can either act cool, like, I'm cool, or you can go, and cry like a baby. And that's the geek choice, and that's what we're all about, is we're not covering anything up at a geek prom. It's spastic fits of clumsy dancing.
The geek prom will be held at an old theater in downtown Duluth. The evening will include the coronation of a geek king and queen. There'll be video games where half a dozen techno geeks can square off against each other. Unlike the high school prom, there'll be a bar. Scott Lunt is the other promoter of the geek prom, and he says a guy named Lefty is concocting some special geek drinks.
The Pocket Protector is one drink that will be there. The Leonard Nimoy... several drinks along those lines. And actually, the Pocket Protector tastes like a Pocket Protector.
And of course, there's music for the clumsy to dance to. A band called Super D and the Double Chucks start off the evening. Then Vinny and the Stardusters will play distorted garage band versions of classical music. Paul Lundgren says there's a lot of geek music out there, from Devo to the Talking Heads to Weird Al Yankovic.
And there's this great boy band. I think they're Japanese.
They have this song called Yada. They have a video on the web where the guys are all, they all have their tidy whities on, and they have like a fig leaf on front of the tidy whities, and they all just kind of dance around like, yada, 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 yada. It's so easy. Happy go lucky. It's awesome.
The theme of the Geek Prom is we are through being cool. Paul Lundgren says the whole point is to relax and forget trying to be hip.
No matter how much of a geek you are, there will be someone there who's a bigger geek than you.
The Geek Prom is creating a lot of buzz in Duluth. Scott Lunt is overseeing ticket sales. He predicts that hundreds will attend, but there are still plenty of tickets left.
Duluth isn't a get-out-early-buy-the-ticket kind of town. We've sold two tickets. That's pretty good. High five.
Evening wear is recommended at tonight's prom, unless, of course, you're dressed as a Star Trek character or a superhero. There are even rumors that Aquaman will be in the crowd. For NPR News, I'm Chris Julin in Duluth.